Democrat House Foreign Affairs Chair accuses Trump of clear violation of the Constitution over Iran strikes. By Joshua Klein on June 21, 2025. Democrat Representative Jim Himes claimed President Donald Trump violated the Constitution by ordering military action against Iran without congressional approval. On Saturday, President Trump authorized a targeted strike against Iranian nuclear assets, prompting swift criticism from Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Despite long-standing executive authority to respond to threats under the War Powers Resolution. In a statement released in response to the operation, Himes claimed that Trump's decision to launch direct military action against Iran without congressional approval is a clear violation of the Constitution. It is impossible to know at this stage whether this operation accomplished its objectives, Himes added, casting doubt on the effectiveness of the mission. His skepticism underscored broader Democratic unease with U.S. engagement in the region, even when aimed at deterring future threats. "We also don't know if this will lead to further escalation in the region and attacks against our forces," he claimed. Legally, presidents can order limited military action without congressional approval under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, which allows use of force for up to 60 days to address imminent threats or protect U.S. forces. Himes' remarks come despite Iran's well-documented nuclear ambitions, its continued enrichment activities in defiance of international agreements, and its role in funding proxy militias and orchestrating attacks on American personnel throughout the region. The strike, which targeted key nuclear infrastructure, including Iran's underground enrichment facility at Fordo, its primary uranium enrichment plant at Natanz, and missile-linked nuclear assets near Esfahan, was hailed by President Trump as a very successful attack as he declared that now is the time for peace. Himes' statement also reflects a broader pattern among left-wing lawmakers who have routinely challenged President Trump's efforts to reassert American strength abroad. Meanwhile, Republican leaders largely praised the Trump administration's actions, pointing to the strike as a measured show of strength, aimed at deterring further aggression and protecting U.S. interests abroad. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, RLA, applauded President Trump's decision, noting that it also sent a message to both adversaries and allies that the United States will not tolerate a nuclear-armed Iran. In addition, the chairs of the Senate and House Intelligence Committees also weighed in to support Trump's decision. Last month, Himes warned that the war on DEI distracts minority CIA analysts and emboldens terrorists amid what he calls politicized firings and security chaos. In April, the Connecticut Democrat compared Trump to a 1950s Bolivian dictator over DOJ actions. In January, Himes claimed Trump's birthright citizenship order isn't even a close call to legal, warning that MAGA defiance of courts risks a constitutional crisis. Last year, Himes downplayed the terrorist threat at the southern border, defending then-President Joe Biden while cautioning Americans against rhetoric that could raise tension or scrutiny in immigrant communities. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.